Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I know a lot of people are animal lovers, but people that get too attached to animals that aren't their own are kind of a threat to those around them because they can't take a dose of reality. Like this old man in Florida who is going to war over ducks. Public neighborhood ducks that just happened to stay in his community.
Right now at 4, we have an update after an elderly man is punched in the face in his own neighborhood. He says he was just trying to stop people from removing the ducks from his street. It's a story you saw exclusively first on Local 10, and now we're learning police say that man is the one who's at fault.
And he says that he's ready to continue his fight in Local 10's Rush Lowe.
By the way, this is a great example of someone knowing they're right and then getting arrested for how right they were. Because that's what happened to this. I think he's the one who called the cops.
Okay.
At the very least, I'm certain when they were called, he was like, go ahead, call them.
It's Rush Lowe, live in Plantation now with this update for us. Rush.
We told you yesterday we would stay on top of this story, and boy, does it get more interesting. So, Plantation police, they looked at the video, they inspected that video, and they said, listen, the 71-year-old in this case, he was the aggressor. He was the one threatening. Well, we go to the 71-year-old, Art, and you know what he tells us? I'm going to continue to fight this.
It's the duck dispute that turned bloody. This video, first aired by Local 10, shows the whole thing go down. You can hear 71-year-old Art.
In the video, it's a grainy, like, security footage from a ways away that I think they've zoomed in a little bit. He is shirtless. In his cargo shorts, needed, because he might be carrying duck eggs, who knows? And they've got a bunch of traps in the back that they've been trapping them, and he is in the back, and he's yelling, give me my ducks!
Okay.
Like he's Mel Gibson in Ransom.
Okay. It's very chaotic.
So is this the people that have the ducks, is this a business that was contacted by whoever?
They were there with purpose, just randomly stealing ducks.
Okay.
You can hear 71-year-old Art Cosgrove saying, among other things, give me my expletive duck.
Give me duck.
You dirtbag.
He's barefoot wearing only shorts chasing the duck trapper.
With like a pole or something.
Yeah. But like a pretty soon the duck trapper is going to get tired of running and turn the duck stick on that guy.
You can see Art being hit by a duck trapper, and Art showed us the staples in his head, his bloody face. Plantation police were given this video Monday.
He's on blood thinners.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch out, man. Yeah, that guy is going to bleed out.
Yeah, it looks a lot worse than it actually is, for sure.
Yeah, he's taking a baby aspirin every day. Yeah.
It bleeds anyway.
Yeah.
They reviewed it, and they say the trappers were on public property and that Art was threatening them. Just listen. And that Art tried to remove the ducks from the trailer. They say Art was at fault for the offense of threat to do violence, and they called the duck trappers, who declined to prosecute.
And I spoke with them, and they didn't want to prosecute. What's your reaction to that?
It sucks.
You wanted to be prosecuted?
Sir, do you know what that means?
It's like when people get results back from a cancer test, and they're like, it's negative. This is terrible news.
It sucks.
So you would think the story ends there, right?
It should.
Yeah.
No duck. Think again.
Are you done fighting this, or are you going to take this to the next level?
Well, I think we may take it to the next level. Arrest me. I'll go to jail if they go too.
They told Art.
Wait, what?
I'll go to jail if they go too, as long as the ducks are okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well, darn, I said, not the way prosecution usually works, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Everyone's just going to jail.
We're all going to jail.
That's not how that works at all.
No.
So I told Art, I said, I wish you would have knocked him out. If you're going to go to jail, do it for something good.
Remember the old
saying? She's just trying to get rid of the old man.
Great influence.
Also, do it for something good. Knocking somebody else out while they're doing their job, that's not something good.
Yeah.
Catching a predator, knocking them out, that's different.
Right.
Remember the old saying? If you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
Art maintains he was the victim.
We are going to prosecute. So we have to. What happened to him?
You're not the prosecutor.
They were on the defensive at that point.
Yeah, you chased them, and then he had a guy in a headlock, and the other guy working is the one who went with the duck pole and said, get off my coworker, bro.
This is like when Michael Scott just stood in the office and said, I declare bankruptcy. Michael, that's not how it works. We choose to prosecute.
But I'm still unclear. Did they say that these guys had actually been hired by the township or something? Or
are
they just trappers?
I don't think they did.
Because to me, it sounds like they're just going through the neighborhood trapping ducks like duck hunters. If that's the case, it's a little bit weird.
They did say it was completely legal, though, and they were on public property.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Weird, but also, I never thought I'd see a duck that I thought was ugly.
I know.
These are ugly ducks, though.
They look like they've got herpes on their face.
Yeah. They probably weren't until that guy started like them, and they just became ugly like him.
Oh, I bet they have his genital warts.
So even though the police say he was the offender, you're going to keep going forward?
Yeah.
I wasn't.
He wasn't.
As long as you say so, lady. I'm telling you, she's trying to get rid of this old man. She's encouraging him.
Somebody
she wants
show
him
them
to
the
go
video.
To jail.
Show them the video. Sir, you took your shirt off and you were barefoot and you ran at people.
No, I didn't. I didn't have a shirt on anyway.
Sir,
I never wear
video.
Shirts.
Video sucks.
That's not me.
That's
what are you
going to
do next? Well, we're going to find that out.
Let's see.
We have a couple of lawyers that have been talking to us.
Yeah, because you can't get one
Plantation
to commit.
Plantation PD needs to step up and do the right thing.
Okay, so here you have this 71-year-old and his wife.
This guy's voice is too old for his look.
Yeah, and his name is Rosh.
Yeah.
I mean it's like fine. That. You could have your name, but that must be annoying spelling that for everyone. Yeah. Did you say Ross?
Yeah.
No.
Rosh.
Did you say Roth?
There's a certain weird sheepishness about him.
There is. Like, are you hiding from someone?
Yeah, he just seems kind of like, well, here it is.
Okay, so here you have this 71-year-old and his wife. They love ducks. The police say he was in the wrong. He says, I wasn't. I was the victim. His next step, he says, he's going to take this to the state attorney's office. We'll keep you posted on that one,
too. Come on, Rosh. You
For
have
now,
to
I'm
say
live.
This. It looks like his feathers are really ruffled.
Ooh.
Oh, boy, yeah.
No more duck puns. I couldn't think one.
He's going to get quite a bill for this.
Yes.
As for how this turns out, I don't give a duck.
Oh. It's turning into quite a web defeat.
Yes. He's in a real quackmire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. His wife has gone quackers.
She's a real bitch.
They're ready to quack this case.
That's a female duck.
I really like being guy who doesn't get how the bit works, even though I had participated earlier. I don't know why.
That man's a real quacker.
He is.
Mallard.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I don't have anything other than Mallard.
He's very Mallard-justed.
Oh, that's a...
It's better than nothing.
One, but.
You just said Mallard. Don't shrug me, Steve. You said Mallard. I did a little better, and you went, meh. I mean, you're right, but you can't say it. Maitland can. She hasn't said anything.
I'll take a quack at it.
Ah, yes. Shut up.
I just can't believe how ruffled your feathers are.
Whoa.
I already used that one.
Oh, I used it again.
This is stupid.
There's only so many duck puns.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.